It's our high school girls basketball preview show here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk BGM girls basketball with the head coach for the Bears, Matt Smith. And coach, your team coming off a 9-13 season. You do lose your leading scorer, Kelsey Lint, off of last year's squad, but do have a lot of talent coming back. How do you feel about your team coming into a new season?
Well, I feel pretty good right now. Number one, everybody's healthy. Everybody's excited about the season coming up. So I'm excited. Losing Kelsey, losing those leading points is going to be big for us. But we do. We have an abundance of players that got quality minutes last year, and looking forward to seeing their growth this year.
Absolutely. Well, you talk about players like Rachel Hawkins and Marion Coover and Riley Van Ursveld, who led you in three-pointers and is, I believe, your leading returning scorer coming back this year, Rachel Weiss. It's kind of a balanced bunch, but there's some talent in there. Let's start with Van Ursveld. What do you see from her in terms of, obviously, she's a pretty good outside shooter. Obviously, everybody can get better. But is she ready to step up her game, be a leading scorer? And at the same time, it seems like with all these players that the focus of your offense goes from, instead of inside the paint, outside.
Yeah, Riley is expected by me and herself. She has a lot of expectations on herself to step up and be the scorer that we need her to be. She had a great summer. Really looked good at camps that we went to. Has to change her game a little bit. She's always been a great outside shooter, but teams have, recognized that over the last couple of years. And so she, she really worked on attacking the basket this summer. And so far at practice, she's really been working on ball handling, getting to the rim, as well as still having a great outside shot.
Yeah, and then how about Rachel Hawkins? I mean, average 6 points a ball game. You need both Riley and Rachel's numbers to go up.
Yeah, Rachel's a girl too. Same thing. She kind of played, second, third fiddle the last couple years as really a true point guard, looking to, dish the ball out and take her points when she can get them. And this year it'll be more. We need her to step up and take that average up a little bit, 9-10 points a game. She's a girl that spent a lot of time working on her shot. She's always been a girl that, finds a way for a, 5'5 girl to get, into the rim and some transition points. But she's going to look to really take some pressure off herself and hit that outside shot this year.
How about the rest of your seniors?
Well, we only have two more seniors. Taylor Van Ursveld was a girl that played sparingly last year and, played mostly JV. She's going to be looked upon. She's a, spot-up shooter with some ball handling skills. And then Rachel Weiss will be a girl that, started probably 5 or 6 games for us last year at different times. So she's not, nervous about that role. She's a girl that can score. She's a post player that plays with some quickness and a guard. She's going to be a girl that probably is going to be one of the girls that we're going to really need to take the biggest leap. Because we know what we're going to get from Riley. We know what we're going to get from Hawkins. It's going to be what Rachel Weiss can do to really help this team out.
Very good. So two Rachels, a Riley, and two Rachels and two Van Ursvelds. There you go.
Yep, here we go. and believe it or not, the biggest name that you're going to hear this year is probably going to be Isabel Austin. She's a junior that, played a lot of varsity last year, that had a little bit of a growth spurt. She played guard her first couple years, but she's transforming into a forward body where she's stretched up a little bit, but she can still handle the ball and shoot. So she'll be a girl that you're right. We're not going to have an inside game, but she'll be a girl that can hit that 12 to 15 foot shot from the elbow and from the short corner. She's going to be a girl that will be a starter for us and be a valuable player.
How about depth, other players, juniors, sophomores, young players coming up to round out your squad this year?
Yeah, Sophie Pulse will be a girl that we're going to lean on. She'll, you know, she'll be fighting for a starting spot, or, you know, be the first off the bench kind of player. She's got a lot of a spunk. The girl gets after it on defense. Still a little raw on the offensive end, but it's more just getting confident in herself, because she does have some game. She's just got to really get confident in herself. But defensively, she's fast, she's feisty, and she's not afraid to, you know, to guard the best player on the court. So she'll be a girl that will help us a ton as a sophomore. Paige Cottrell and Alexa Coleman, two other sophomores that will probably see some varsity action, just because low numbers. So we're setting at 14 girls right now. So they'll see some action as well.
Very good. The biggest thing, though, is, of course, the beast of a schedule that you have to face in the conference. And it's the same old characters with Montezuma, North Mahaska, and Linville-Sully, and they're all going to be up there once again. And you just have to hope that when you play them that maybe they just beat up on one another and then have an off night when they play you, or whether you can get your girls to get up to their level. I mean, you know what the level that you have to go to. It's a matter of whether, you know, they can get there.
You're absolutely right, Chris. those three teams are, three of the best teams in the entire state. Not just our division, not just our conference, but the entire state. And we got to face all three of those teams twice. So we know that. The girls know that. And it's a matter of, getting out there and competing. Like you said, on any given night, something could happen where all of a sudden it's a game, and maybe they get flustered, and maybe we're riding the high or something. But we know what kind of talent these three teams have, and we're going to really focus on, playing the best that we can each night. And, and the rest of the conference is really, pretty evened out. Sigourney is another team that's going to be up there. But each night it's going to be a dogfight to get a win in this conference.
Right. How do you feel about your numbers overall?
Well, at first I was a little concerned. This is the smallest team that I've ever had in 7 years. 14 kids is, low in comparison. But, talking to some other coaches and looking around the conference, we're sitting actually pretty well with 14. We got a couple freshman girls and some new girls that hadn't played yet that came out maybe, as sophomores. And so we're kind of anxious to see what these girls can bring. But the nice thing is hopefully we can get a full JV schedule in, or, as much as possible, and get some of these girls prepared for the future.
Yeah, I know that there's a number of teams in the conference that have dropped their JV teams because of low numbers. So that's definitely a problem here in the SICL as teams kind of deal with that. Overall, what is your key to having a successful season this year?
Well, it's got to start with taking care of the ball. We have spent the last 2 years not doing a very good job of that. And a lot of it is, we're under pressure, every game. But we have to do a better job of taking care of the ball. We are one of the tops in the conference in turnovers, and we just can't have that. We're not going to win very many games if we're always the ones turning the ball over. So that's number one. Number two, you're right. We are going to be really small in comparison to the last several years. We went from having, Jalissa and Kayleen, 5'11 girls, and Kelsey, 5'11, 6 foot girl, down to, we might have somebody that's 5'6 this year, 5'7. So we're gonna have to be scrappy on the defensive side, really score some points in the transition game. Our half court game is going to be, I remember a few years back, Springville and Grandview played a regional final game in Brooklyn, and we went and watched and told the girls, I think that year their tallest girl was 5'8", and they were a really scrappy team, and and hit some outside shots, and it carried them. And that's kind of what we're looking at this year.
Well, let's see how it all comes together. Coach, really appreciate your time. When is your opener this season?
Well, we have the Hull Pride game next Friday, and then the regular season opener will be Monday, the
25th?
Is that 25th? Yeah, Monday the 25th against GMG.
Very good. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time again here on our high school girls basketball preview show. And best of luck to you and your Bears throughout the entire season. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Matt Smith, head coach for BGM Girls Basketball, with us here on 1410 KGRN.